The rebates stem from the Fair Standard of Value measure under the Affordable Care Act's new medical loss ratio, or 80-20 rule. Arkansas Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford.
That is a process that is, exists between the insurance companies doing business in the state and the Health and Human Services, United States Department of Health and Human Services, and on this, they're allowed to have their expense ratios up to 80%. That's to pay the claims and to operate their companies. And if it goes over and above that, there is a cap on that to keep companies from making excessive profits. And they have to return money to the policyholders in the various states. In Arkansas, some $7 million is going to be returned to people, ratepayers, who have existing health insurance policies because of the excess over 80%.
A preliminary list of health insurers owing $7.8 million in rebates in Arkansas include Golden Rule, Humana, United Healthcare of Arkansas, Connecticut General Life Insurance, Mega Life and Health, and Usable Mutual Insurance Company. These companies were assessed for spending less than 80% of premiums on medical care and quality improvement, 85% in the fully funded large group market, typically insurance provided through large employers. Instead, these companies chose to spend a portion of premium dollars on advertising, administrative costs, and even profits. The University of Arkansas System's contract is self-funded through QualChoice, so the 80-20 rule does not apply. An estimated 115,000 Arkansas residents will benefit from the $7.8 million in rebates, on average around $114 per family, by August 1st.
And so that is good news, and it is designed to protect the public from excessive charges.
Companies chronically cited in other states include Aetna, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, United Health, Coventry Time, John Alden, Cigna, and Shelter Insurance. Enacted in 2011, the new rules now protect up to nearly 75 million insured Americans, with 9 million Americans eligible for $1.4 billion in rebates this year, on average around $165 per family. Enrollees owed a rebate will see a reduction in their premiums, receive a rebate check, or if the enrollee paid by credit card or debit card, a lump sum reimbursement to the same account that the enrollee used to pay the premium.
Alaska. $622. Their rates are tremendously high in Alaska. I'm not real familiar with them, but I know they're three or four times higher than our rates are. So they're getting a much bigger refund.
The 80-20 rule is meant to establish for the first time greater transparency and accountability among insurance providers, Arkansas Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford said. Companies must now publicly report how premium dollars are divided between actual medical care versus marketing, underwriting, executive salaries, and bonuses. And those who fail to comply with reporting and rebate requirements will have a civil penalty imposed. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.